The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Brain surgery is arguably the most demanding type of operation, but what if your doctor could see what he was doing virtually before the operation? From California, Carolyn Prasuti tells us that's exactly what's happening.
Felicia Luna prides herself on keeping a spotless house, even the day before she has brain surgery.
Your eye exam went good.
She's at peace with the operation because she has been inside her own brain through virtual reality.
This gives me a clear image of what exactly it looks like and the size of it.
Luna traces the path her neurosurgeon will take to clip her aneurysm and stop its growth.
I was an emotional wreck, but now I feel like I know exactly what's going to happen.
So does the doctor.
I'll tell you when.
On the eve of the operation, Dr. Gary Steinberg reviews Luna's case to train future surgeons. The Stanford medical students appear as avatars inside her skull.
Kevin, can you see what I'm pointing at? What is that? That's the cella, and what's this here?
Steinberg leads them through Luna's brain, explaining his strategy.
So now we're going to go through into the craniotomy site.
It's also a rehearsal for him as he travels through the brain in 360 degrees.
So we can see the back of the aneurysm, the side. We can see its relationship to the parent vessel that it arises. This is something we can never do before.
The next day, monitors in the operating room display the same 3D images for Luna's actual surgery. Contrast dye makes the vessels appear in CT scans and angiograms, which are then reconstructed into the VR program.
Can you flip this?
Dr. Steinberg does these VR surgeries one or two every week, but he foresees a future where he's not even in the operating room.
He thinks someday he'll operate remotely with robotic arms, but the lag time makes that impossible now. Dr. Steinberg makes a final VR confirmation.
I'm simulating drilling away the bone that's overlying the aneurysm.
Minutes later, he starts the real operation in what's now familiar territory. For now, Stanford uses this VR technology for brain and spine cases. There is no extra charge for the use of VR. Donors and the department pay the fee. Doctors say the more complicated the anatomy, the more useful the technique.
That's good. Thank you.
Luna's surgery is successful. After all, Dr. Steinberg has accomplished it many times before, virtually. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Stanford, California.
To see video, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.